Hello, I'm Danny DeHeck, and this is What the Heck Podcast. And I'm facilitating my own meeting today, and this is what I call one of my personal rant podcasts. Now, I don't know if you subscribe to my channel, but you may have noticed I haven't actually done any podcasting for quite some time. I discovered an app called Clubhouse, and I learned so much about podcasting, I had to upgrade my gear and go through a whole learning process once again. And I want to share the journey of becoming a podcaster with you. So, if you were like me, you probably have a laptop, and you're probably thinking, I could become a podcaster, I can just get a microphone and start recording. Wow, have I got news for you. Now, my journey started by listening to other podcasters and finding the right gear. So today, what I'd like to do is just run through some of the gear that I've had, that I recommend, that I have found good for me. First thing you would probably need if you were getting into podcasting is maybe a microphone. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to flip into a web browser and I'm going to show you the microphones that I use. This is what you call an Audio-Technica microphone, which is a BB40. Now, I stumbled across these microphones because originally when I was getting into podcasting, I was trying to record a group of 15 people in a room, and I got a Blue Yeti mic. If you ever have one of those, unless you're a musician or you've got yourself set up in a perfectly sound balanced room, do not use a Blue Yeti mic, just my opinion. Fall on your feet and get yourself a dynamic microphone. They are beautiful. I actually got two of these microphones, and I'll just get my head out of it. And I had them in a room that was shaped like a horseshoe, and I put two of these, one each end of the room, and it did capture the sound pretty good. However, it probably wasn't even the right type of area or space to be able to record a podcast. So COVID happened, I carted all my gear back home, and at the time I was using an H6 by Zoom, which is a recording device, and that was adequate for myself. But when I started wanting to record other people who were online, like recording things over Zoom or Riverside FM or Zencaster or Streamlabs or StreamYard, it became a whole different complicated saga. So first of all, what I did is I went out and got myself a Rodecaster, and I'm just going to get the box. Now, a Rodecaster are absolutely awesome. Now, the very first one of these I've got, I'll just put it back on the floor. I got it home from the shop and I put it on the counter and it was buckled. And every time I pushed a button on it, what basically happened is it was a buckling noise, and it made a noise and it was annoying. So I took it back to the shop and they gave me a replacement unit. Then I went and set it up, and I was using it for about a month or two. And every now and again it would have a problem and it would just take me offline. So rather than going back to the shop, I started communicating with Rode in Australia, because I'm a Kiwi and we're neighbours, and they were brilliant actually. That took them a long time initially to get back to me, which normally isn't the case. But when they did get back to me, they said, look, I've just been reading the notes. Our apologies. We would like to send you a gift pack straight away and fix the problems that you are having. Now, where is my gift? Here it is. So I got myself a hat, which you won't be able to see very well, a Rode hat, and very nicely, they gave me a microphone. And I tell you what, if you're experiencing problems and you go and get support and they send you gifts, it certainly changes your whole attitude. And I think their customer service is A1. Unfortunately, I was recording a podcast with a friend of mine, ljhaywood.com, and 30 minutes in, it just cut out. So I showed them the video, and they actually sent me a brand new unit. And I thought, wow. Anyway, waited a few days for that. It turned up in the mail. When I opened it, it was slightly buckled, like the very first unit I got. And I'd had enough by this stage because I want something that sits flat on my desk. So if you are a Rodecaster user, put your unit on your desk and see whether it's buckled. The shop I bought it from originally, I looked on their computer and they had two in stock. And I went to the shop and said, this is a brand new unit and it's slightly buckled. Would you be able to open the other two in the shop to see whether they have the same problem? And they were actually worse than my one. And the staff guy said, oh, well, fair enough. And I said, look, can I just get my money back? And he said, yeah, it shouldn't be a problem. However, because it was over $1,000 in New Zealand, they had to go through head office. And he said, it won't be a problem, you'll get your money back. However, a week later, I rang them up, said, where's my money? And they said that we don't think your unit is that buckled and we are not going to refund you. So anyway, I now have two Rodecasters in my hands and I've actually gone out now and bought one of these. And this is made by Zoom and it's called a P8, and you can actually run six microphones from it. Now, I actually bought that on Amazon. It was $499, and the time I got it landed in New Zealand and the currency and all the yada yada actually cost me around about $900 because I actually had to buy a New Zealand plug for it as well. However, I must say, so far, I do feel like the hardware is a lot better than the Rodecaster inside. It's not as pretty. I watched a few YouTube videos, and to be honest, I think it's 50-50. If you're going to get a Rodecaster, just make sure it's not buckled. If you're looking for support, Rode were absolutely amazing, and I was really impressed with their service. And I haven't really given the Zoom Podtrac P8 a good run for its money, but I am obviously using that as I talk to you now, which is pretty cool. Right, so podcasting. You're thinking about getting into podcasting. I just recently have been hired by a company called Parent to Parent to help upgrade a podcast, historical one, and also give some tuition to their staff. And that's something I didn't actually think I would ever be able to do. But because of my knowledge as a podcaster and playing around with all this different software and hardware, I've become pretty good at it. So the first thing is I wanted to show you was obviously the Rodecaster. If you're thinking about getting one of these, check out YouTube, look at the videos. Some people have spent a lot of time showing you how to work every part of it. The real beauty of having a device like this is that you can plug in your cell phone. If somebody rings you, you can actually bring them into your podcast. You can adjust the levels. Use headphones when you record. I'm using a different setup here where I can get away with talking to you out loud without headphones, so I look better on camera because this is also on my YouTube channel. I like the preset buttons, those pads that are so beautiful looking. They look far better than the Zoom Podtrac because they're bigger. You can also change the buttons on the Podtrac, which is this unit here, and it will look as pretty as well. But I do think the Rodecaster looks a lot nicer. Also, the cables come out the back of the unit. On the Podtrac, the cables come up the top of the unit. So I have mine on my desk and my screen hovers over the top of it. So probably real estate wise, I prefer them to come out the back. However, if you are plugging and unplugging devices, having to scramble around the back of the unit is a bit of a pain. Right, so having one of these units on your desk, I'm going to show you what you can do, which is quite cool. Is I'm just get the sound right, but you can click a button like that, you can have explosions, crashing glass, you can open a bottle of champagne, and you can just basically bring noises in to your podcast when you like, so you can limit the amount of editing that you do. So it's pretty cool. All right, another piece of software. I started off originally using OBS. Now, OBS will allow you to do what I'm doing now. Have a little picture down the bottom and also broadcast anything you want. Like for me, I'm broadcasting my browser window and I can sit here and I can disappear if I want. I can pop back up or I can flip between screens. And basically having a bit of software like that is absolutely awesome. So I started off with OPS, but what I found was because I am now recording my video in 4K, which is ridiculously high, and also 60 frames per second, which is ridiculously high, I'm only doing it because I can. In this particular video, I am doing that because I want to see how it turns out at the end. Because there's nothing worse than when you're interviewing somebody on your podcast and then you realize your audio is all stuffed up. So let me continue. So the program I went and purchased is called Minicam. Minicam. And this is brilliant. This little wee program here allows you to set up little, like whiteboards. And there's your little round circle view down the bottom. You can also, get presets which other people have created, a virtual webcam, and all sorts of wonderful things. So to give you an example, I'll go back to my original window here. I have a green screen behind me. That's my green screen. And by having a nice green screen behind me well lit, I can basically use Minicam and replace that background. And the real nice thing about that is when I'm on a web browser, it basically works the same way. Rather than having a picture like that, or maybe if I wanted to do something a little bit more clever, I could just have a blurry background, which isn't very pretty, or I can replace the picture with something like the beach. But that's not going to look as good, I don't think, as if me just being in the bottom of the screen. So let me put all that back. I have the chroma key and transparent, and I can click a bit of software. And the program I'm using to do that is Minicam. And I thoroughly recommend paying for a year license because I just find it actually brilliant. The only problem is there's a little bit of a software glitch on it at the moment. And once I have it all set up and the way I like it, when I shut down the program, it doesn't keep all my settings, which is very frustrating. But I wrote to them and they got back to me and they said, there is a problem. Thank you for pointing it out to us. And we won't fix it straight away, but we'll put it on our list of things to make sure we fix in the not too distant future, which is pretty cool. Right, the other one that I'm using is lighting. Now, I thought I had the right screen open here, but obviously I didn't. And I want to show you the lights that I am using to be in my office. Let's see what I've got. Battery station. Oh, no. Have I not got the right lights? Where to buy? Aperture lights. Let's do a search and see if I can find it. So I bought these four lights. They're like these ones in the middle here. Let me see if I can find an image. Not looking good so far, Danny. Alrighty, where's my lights? Okay. Not much fun doing this. These are the lights I've got. Now I've got four of these lights, and I wish I had. That's a better picture of them. Right. So how do I make that large? Let's go and see if we can fluke it. Something going to happen here. Okay. So I've got four of these. Yay! Lights. Do they have any other pictures? No. I'll just turn that sound off. Let's see if they show you. Okay, let's see. We have got a whole lot of lights. Alrighty, so just imagine that you've got four lights looking like that one there. I'll flip back to my normal screen. So I've got a phone device here. And if I want to, I can turn the lights on to full. So you watch my face, and you can see just by, I can change the color of my face, make it a bit redder, and all that sort of stuff. The other exciting things you can do if you really got all the time in the world is you can make interesting colors like that. What's the one I like the most? Oh, the cop car, that's right. So you can pretend you're getting pulled up by the police. But very good for studio lights, so I'll just go back to what I were doing. Five and full. So the lights I'm using to do that is, as I said, aperture lights. So if you need to find those, do so. And I didn't realize for quite a long time that you could actually change the colors of these lights. But when I downloaded the app, I realized that you can make them any color you like, which is really exciting. Right, the other one is, I wish I did it sooner, is when I first got into podcasting, I decided that I'd get a 4K Logitech camera. Now, I finished up having a camera in the wardrobe, as you do, that I use for street photography, and it's a Sony A6400. Brilliant camera for street photography for two reasons. It's small, it's light, it's mirrorless. That's one reason. And the other reason I like it is because it doesn't go click, click every time you press the button. If you've got the A6000, you can't actually turn off the shutter noise. So when you're walking around the streets, you can be taking photos without people hearing you. But I went through the Middle East, not the Middle East, I went through Bangladesh, India and China, would you believe, only a few months ago, just before COVID actually. And I wish I, so I've set that up as a, how do I explain, as the, as my web camera. I bought a 4K adapter and it plugs into the back of the camera and straight into the back of the computer screen. So that means that the camera that I'm looking at here is beautiful. The other day I decided to buy a new lens, and I thought I had the box handy and I don't, but I actually bought a lens that is, I'll never say it right, it's I thought it was Carlos, but I'm saying it wrong. It's a beautiful lens. It goes down to 1.8 f-stop. And basically that means it's a fixed camera. It's a 24 mil lens. And because I've got a crop sensor, it means I'm actually, the lens is actually giving me a photo of 36. So it's quite wide, which basically means the green screen behind me, which I think is number 4, you can see now the camera quality is completely different. This is the camera quality that's actually coming off my MacBook Pro. And my partner's just bought a new MacBook Pro with the M1 chip in it. It doesn't have a fan, which is a bit of a pain because I have to set up my mic in a way where you guys don't hear my fan, which means I compromise some of the direct sound that you may have. But anyway, if you're going to record yourself and you're going to do YouTube videos, at the moment I'm currently putting together a whole lot of workshops teaching people how to do a whole array of things. I really wanted to be able to get good lighting, a good camera, and good sound, which those three things together is quite hard to do. So get yourself a camera. The camera may cost you around about, $1,400 New Zealand, so maybe about $1,000 US roundabout. And also I've now bought a $1,700 lens, or about $1,300 lens if you're American, to basically get really good light. So the lower the f-stop, the more light that can get into the camera, the better the cutout against a green screen, or in this case, a window, when using tabs. All right, so I don't want to go on too much about that. I've talked about my microphones. You don't have to go and get a big expensive microphone. You can probably use the pod mic if you're using a roadcast and get away with it. The lady I was setting up, helping set up her podcast the other day, was using one of those mics. I tried it. I really like the BP40s. There's also Shure microphones out there. And they're pretty cool. They're the, you know, top-notch stuff. I'm using a pop filter. So when I go pickle, Peter, pickle, I don't know, whatever, pajamas, you don't get that coming through the microphones. That sounds pretty terrible. So that's something you may want to do. If you do get the pod mic, you want to get a what they call a sock and put it over the microphone so that when you spit or sneeze, it doesn't come through and blow the eardrums out of the people who listen to your podcast. What else have I got? Right, so if you want to do your lighting and get your green screen working really well, in an ideal world, you want to get two of these things, a left and a right, and you want to light up that green screen. You see that green screen that you see behind me? Now, just to do an experiment, I'll just see if I got it right. So at the moment, my light is pointing onto my green screen, and that the goal was to get that green screen relatively even. So as I hold down the plus signal, I'm now turning up my bright light. It is now at 50%, 60%, 70%, 80%, and it is now at 100%. And you can see that it's burnt out behind me. So if I flip back to my green screen, you'll see that my ears now are looking a bit funny around here, and I really don't want that. So by tuning the screen down to only 10% and shining just the right amount of light, I'm at 30%, I'm at 20%, I'm at 10%. You can see that I can get a really good contrast when cutting my edges around out here, which makes it look a little bit more surreal. Now, my branding is actually dark, and I was wearing a black jersey, which wasn't any contrast. So I've put on a white top, and by doing things like that helps. If you've got hair, just shave it off, get rid of it. It's all good, and you'll have a nicely, perfectly cut out figure. So I would recommend getting one of these lights if you're experiencing trouble with a green screen. The idea is I hang my green screen up every time I do a recording, and because of my new flash lens that I have, I can actually, the flash lens I have, it fits perfectly in the area given, and it's literally about that much from outside. So if you bear with me, and I come to my green screen, I think you can see the kitchen. But I'm literally not even half a foot, probably a third of a foot from the edge of my green screen, which is pretty cool. Right, so that's the green screen talk. And also, remember, get the lights. And these lights, I bought mine, I think about $700. So once again, maybe $450. The brand that I got, I don't even know if it's Godot, I don't know, you figure it out. but anyway, it's not, they're quite good, but they're not like top of the line, but they will do the job nicely. Talked about OPS, play around with that, and when you get sick of playing around with that, then move to Minicam. If you've got the budget, then go grab one of these over the Podtrac P8. Honestly, hand on heart, it really is a lucky dip between the both. I must admit, even though I had a bad experience with the hardware, the way that Rode treated me and looked after me, other than taking a wee bit too long to get back to me initially, was absolutely world class, and I would never bag them because of that. And now I am the proud owner of two Rodecasters, and so far, touching wood, I have not experienced any problems that I were experiencing with the Podtrac 8. And I have also had five people that will experience the same problem that I was experiencing. Now, that's just great. One of my lights has just turned off. Right, I'm just going to unplug lights. So this is the other problem. If you are doing what I'm doing, you need to make sure that you keep your lights charged. They last for about an hour and a half. And because I was fluffing around at the start, then one of mine has gone flat. So 1 minute, please, caller. So we should have a light back on in a minute. Let's see, turn them off, turn them on. Yay, light's back on. All right, so there's one other thing that I think is really cool that everyone should have. Have you ever heard of a Stream Deck? I'll make sure I'm saying that right. Stream Deck. Let me show you what one of those look like. Yep, so this is what, so this is a piece of hardware which will cost you about $300 New Zealand, or maybe, I don't know, $220 American, probably $199 to be honest. And this basically enables you to have shortcut keys that you use all the time on your computer. And when you're doing podcasting, you can just click a button. If you're, I went out to buy one and they didn't have one available. So I have an iPad Pro sitting in front of me. So what that basically means, if I change the right screen, so this is my iPad Pro. Now, if I want to, and I want to change, I can click a button, and it will literally change, or take me out of the picture, and you can pre-program these devices. So if I go back here, you can see what else I've got, like Photoshop. I use that a lot. And here's a whole lot of shortcut keys for using Photoshop, which I think is really, really cool. So for $3 a month, you could also set up yourself with something on your phone or something on your iPad Pro, which I have a keyboard sitting right there in front of me. But it's super brilliant because I can just flip between screens, make myself disappear, bring me back, and I don't really have to take my eye off the camera and do all that sort of carry on. So there's all my secrets. What else can I show you? Something I'm really proud of at the moment is workshops. So if I'm shown going to dehek.co.nz or dehek.com, you'll find my website. And if you look under my workshops, you'll see that I now have about four or five. Actually, I have tons of different workshops that people can do. If you're interested in doing any of those, they're not going to be too expensive. But I'm just learning the art of putting together workshops. So I'm all about helping people with their personal brand. So as you can see here, when you play my videos, you can see that I've... now, here's a good example, actually. I'm going to see if I can make this large. Oops, hopefully. Now, notice this was before I got my green screen in order. If you look closely here, you can see my hair is green and I've got what they call bleeding and it doesn't look that great. If you go back to what I'm doing here now, you can see I don't really have that green around my head anymore and I've got a good contrast between the different looks, and that is simply because of my lighting, my camera, and I've got my green screen lit up just enough to get a good contrast between the two. What else have I been doing? Right, so I've probably running out of excuses, really, because I've got to get myself back into podcasting. I've got to try to make a regular routine every week and actually do a podcast. I want to have people on my podcast. I'm an ex-Jehovah's Witness. I've interviewed about six or seven ex-Jehovah's Witnesses, and that's quite interesting. Because my podcast is called What the Heck Podcast, I can have... different types of podcast. So I reached out to some people today who I saw on Instagram. I actually saw them on TikTok, and they were a couple of singers, and they were absolutely amazing. So I can invite people like that onto my podcast and interview them and ask them how they, their journey, and tell us. I like being a storyteller, and I like listening to other people's stories. So I really recommend doing that. So if you are on my website, do check out my podcast, other podcasts. I've got a whole list of different things in there. I'd really, if I can help you with the workshops, even if you're stumbling with something, like the other day I was talking to somebody and they were saying that they're struggling to get their head around LinkedIn. And I've done a LinkedIn course face-to-face with people. So now I'm going to do that course and put it in under my workshops. So if you guys are struggling with anything, let me know and I'll do a workshop around that and put it online. The other one I have been doing lately is I've set myself up a shop. I've done quite well out of drop shipping over the years. I've been doing drop shipping for about 20 years. And now I've found some local people who have products that I can drop ship so I can get them to people a lot quicker. And in my shop, you'll see I'm selling a lot of torches. And of course, I'm selling... Podtrax, and I'm also selling Rodecasters. So I've got a couple of those in stock at the moment. But with my personal brand, I've actually now I've got the ability to put products up for sale. I've got the ability to put workshops online. People can book me. I can promote people. I can add blogs to my website, and I've got all sorts of fun things going on. Anyway, there's just sort of a bit of an update. Not really sure what to call this podcast or this rant, but I certainly wanted to tell people that I haven't forgotten about my podcast. I've just been taking it to another level, and I'm feeling real confident. And the real reason for doing this podcast today was just to see how I got on using some of the software, and also make sure I've got my hardware right before I carry on doing all my workshops. Find me on YouTube, find me on Facebook, and please do like and subscribe, and give us a comment if you listen to this, if you can. And one real bit of value you could give me back, if I gave you some value, is on iTunes. I would love to get some more reviews. And the other thing I haven't mentioned is the software that we host our podcast on. I don't even know if that's my podcast. No, it's not. Somebody else's I was helping set up. But with my podcast, I use Buzzsprout, and it's absolutely awesome. So if you want some help setting up your podcast, what I love about Buzzsprout is they help you submit your podcast to all the directories, and it's pretty cool. And also, more importantly, they give you some stats where you can see how many people have viewed your podcast and when and what for. For example, here's Pandora. And Pandora actually gives me 46% of my listeners. And would you believe I didn't even know who they were until I submitted my podcast to be indexed by them. So there's lots of things out there like that. I hope I've given you some value. Please connect with me on Clubhouse. That's the platform. I love connecting with people. And hopefully we'll see you in the next week or two. Hopefully my next podcast ain't going to take that long. So let me figure out how to do the intro. I think I've got it sussed. And that was Danny DeHeck. And this was the What DeHeck podcast. And thank you for listening. Have a great day.